from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The Big Bang Update from the Yard. Brought to you by LifeMed Institute. Guys, regain confidence and performance in the bedroom with Gainswave Therapy at LifeMed Institute. Gainswave is a revolutionary non-invasive ED treatment. Call 410-575-1200 or go to LifeMedInstitute.com to find out more. On 105.7 The Fan.
Bouncing ball, hits softly to third, charging in, Barger to first, and the splits by Guerrero to end the inning. Yenesis Cabrera comes on with the bases loaded, nobody out, only allows one, and keeps the Blue Jays on top, 5-2.
Austin, who's been really good against lefties this year, he worked a huge walk and then just took a shot with Mayo there with the bases loaded, and it didn't work out.
There you go. That's courtesy of Sportsnet. By the way, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris here. It's Big Bad Morning Show. Rob is off today. Now, Joe's got to be so irritated at me when I do this, because whether it's my live read, whether it's I'm doing the daily line, or he's playing a highlight coming out of the break, you want to give credit to whoever does. Joe said it directly in my ear, and 2 seconds later, I forgot it. I said, it was Sportsnet, right? How often do I do that, Joe? Because you probably, like...
Every effing day.
It's not that bad.
100%. During the daily line, you forget every single time.
And I write it down, too. Screw you, Joe.
Just on a piece of paper. You left that same piece of paper in the studio the other day, and it said Bally Sports Southwest on it. And yesterday you said, Joe, who was that, by the way? Yeah.
Who's that, by the way? Anyway, so the Orioles last night wasn't pleasant. It's a situation where... You expect to beat Toronto, and we'll get into the Grayson stuff in the next segment, but that's how you start off the day, finding out that Grayson's not pitching, and then the extent of his injury, which we'll find out probably later. I mean, there's been some stuff that's been coming out, and we'll see how long he's going to be out if it is an extended period of time. Now, I will say this. They had to go to a bullpen game. Suarez comes out and starts, right? I think the big thing that we're going to talk about, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, I think a lot of people are going to want to discuss the decisions that Brandon Hyde made when he pinch hit. That was him talking about it there. You had Alejandro Kirk hit a 3-run bomb later on in the game. I know a lot of people are going to want to talk about the pinch hitting. Austin Slater for Jackson Holliday. By the way, I don't mind Slater pinch hitting. He kills lefties. So I get it. But again, who's your hottest hitters right now? It's Jackson Holliday, Colton Kowser, and then you're probably going to look at Santander. And of course, Gunner. They're the ones that have just started swinging the bats really well. We're in Toronto, so Mountcastle's probably a guy that, hey, look, you want to get him as at bats as well. But, I didn't like... And here's the hard part for baseball fans, or just fans in general. It's like, okay, you're taking out our hottest hitter for a guy that was kind of a fourth outfielder on a lot of teams and has a situational thing where he's going to give guys days off and hit against left-handed pitching. So you pinch hit for Jackson Holliday for Austin Slater. Then you let Ramon bat. Again, another right-hander. And then when it comes to the top of Colton Kowser, you pinch hit for him with Kobe Mayo. And Kobe Mayo still doesn't have a hit. And again, look, my whole thing is once he gets that hit, I think the floodgates open. We just hope we're not seeing another situation like Jackson Holiday where you get caught up and it's just not right. Maybe it's too big for you in the moment to start off. maybe you're just scuffling, Ed. Last night, I think a lot of people were really upset at decision-making by Brandon Hyde.
Yeah, I think so, too. It's just, look, I know Slater, it's, you know, kills lefties or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think he's got a 205 batting average. I know he's better against lefties.
Yeah.
Why would you pinch hit him for him? That's my question. I mean,
it's all it is. It's lefty righty. It has nothing else to do with anything. There wasn't, he matched up with him. It's just looking at it and going lefty righty. And to be fair to Brandon Hyde, which I'm going to mm-hmm. be here, nobody talks about when he, and I saw that Jacob Calvin Meyer wrote this, nobody talks about when he pinch hits for somebody and it works out. But the three examples he gave was Adley Rutschman pinch hitting, Ryan O'Hearn pinch hitting, and was it Jordan Westberg pinch hitting? Like, nobody's ever going to complain when you put those three guys in a lineup. Well,
the problem is, I didn't agree with it, but it worked out because he drew a walk, mm-hmm. which was an RBI. He drove in to run because he did walk, but I still didn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I understand it. That's where a lot of people are going to be. And I want to hear from you guys, 410-583-1057. Now, if I told you we had two regulars on the line right now that want to talk about the Orioles, mm-hmm. one of them's Trippy and one of them's Rashawn, who would you like to speak to first?
Trippy.
Of course. Rashawn, you can wait. Hello, Trippy. What's up, man?
Hey, hello. Hold on. Before I get into the Orioles, man, I think the Ravens need to check John Harbaugh for a concussion, man. Did you see that man hit his head when he was diving for that ball yesterday?
No, I didn't see it.
Jeremy, go look at it again, man. The Ravens medical staff, go check on that man John Harbaugh, man, talking about Arthur Ballett, got a knee injury, but it's not a season injury. So what is it? But anyway, to the Orioles, man. I ain't watched the game last night, but I was just watching the Twitter timeline. Brandon Hyde, man, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Like, the White Sox. Like, I was hoping the White Sox would have lost, so we ain't got to keep hearing about, although I wasn't born yet, but, you know, I ain't got to keep hearing about that 22, you know, losing streak games. But Brandon Hyde, man, you got to do better, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. So, look, as far as the Orioles go with, you know, what you saw last night, the other thing we didn't get to talk about is Gregory Soto's looked like trash. Just straight trash his last two times out. And I'm not even talking, like, there's one thing to give up a couple of hits and have a bat. Like, those are awful innings. Those are game-changing innings that he's had. So, it's kind of weird. But, Trippy, appreciate the phone call, man. Go ahead.
Where'd that Suarez come from?
It looks fantastic.
It happens sometimes.
I know.
Man. Like, and I like him. I want to like, and I do like him. I just felt he was not a starter. Right? But and they give him the spot start, you know, without any notice, mm-hmm. and he comes through.
Yeah, it's some guys are just
impressive.
Like
that. Seriously,
yeah, and like, look, he's what I like to call. Sometimes he's not effectively wild. Sometimes he's just wild. But you know, I talk about Justin Steele, the Cubs, one of my favorite pitchers to watch, a lefty. I don't think he knows where the ball's going when it leaves his hand, and the batter doesn't either. So sometimes it looks like a strike, and it winds up 3 feet out of the strike zone, and guys are swinging at it. It's the delivery for some of these pitchers, and Suarez is kind of, you know, he's all over the place. Like, you don't know if you're going to get hit. You don't know if you're going to get walked. You don't know if he's going to throw it right down the middle. But look, hats off to him in that spot situation, and depending on Grayson's injury, which we'll talk about in the next segment, you know, he might have to be slid back in there for something, or we might see the return of Cole Irvin. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, you're on the fan. What's up, man?
Hello.
Hello. By the way, I was going to Trippy first because he did call in before you.
I know, man. Him talked about it this morning. Man, come on, man. You know, don't worry about that. But listen, hey, man, the biggest thing y'all ain't talk about yet, man, is him taking my boy Saray ass out, man. Like, listen, he only gave up, two walks, two hits. And the reason why they say he took him out because he pitched 4 days ago. And if he only threw 71 pitches last night.
73.
No, that's 73. I was close enough.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what killed the game right there. And then he took, who was that? I think Smith out. Smith only gave up one hit, and he put Soto in. Like, come on, man. What's up with this Soto experiment he's trying to just prove himself right on, man?
I wouldn't call it. Look, Soto has a live arm, but this is – if you watched him when he was in Detroit, and then you – like, he was a – everybody's like, man, this guy's arm, the movement, lefties, it's so tough on him. There had been that old adage that a lot of teams didn't like having a left-handed closer. I think all that's gone by the wayside and been different. Like, Billy Wagner was one of the first guys we were like, oh, okay, I see what's going on. I'm not saying that they, if you had a power arm that was a lefty, in years past, you'd want to use him in a setup role to face lefties and just destroy them. Now it's a little bit different. But I think the big thing with Suarez, too, and this is what people have to understand with young pitchers and guys that have been just hanging around trying to get in the league. It's the third time, sometimes it's a second time through the lineup that really bites him. Like, yeah. That's why I think Suarez is going to be really good in the bullpen, because when teams see what he's doing, then they pick up on it, and then you're either waiting on it, taking your walk, or wait until you get into a hitter's count and just launch that thing. So,
but we're talking about this. One of the reasons I'm so happy they changed the rule, because with the lefty-righty switches, I used to really slow down a game when you're going to put this, and then, oh, we're switching. He's going to pinch hit for him. Okay, well, we're putting that guy now.
What it's about like, when we had the ambidextrous pitchers and they had to make the rule who makes the last decision? Because what happens when an ambidextrous pitcher faces a switch hitter? And moving back and forth. They said, no, once you decide, he gets the last decision here. Yeah. So,
and you need two gloves.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they
how
make
pitch
those,
like that.
No, they make the new ones with like the sixth finger on it. You know, so it's like for, in Yerga Montoya, the guy that killed his father, the six-fingered man, so he can wear those. Right? Anyway.
That's nice.
So,
from the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.